Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail. Have you noticed the historical markers you see around Fort Wayne? A unique walking tour, it's a gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration that assembles and organizes more than 50 significant historical sites telling the story of our region. One portion of the Heritage Trail is found in Headwaters Park. Until you have the time to visit the trail in the park, here's a sample of what you'll find. You may know that this region has a great sports heritage, but did you know that a great deal of it originated in Headwaters Park? The Fort Wayne Kikiangas team was a member of the first professional baseball league organized in New York in 1871. By the toss of a coin to determine the teams for the first league game, the lot fell to Fort Wayne to host the Cleveland Forest Cities. The event took place on May 4, 1871, and needless to say, it was a game full of firsts. Fort Wayne beat Cleveland 2-0, a score that for 4 years stood as the lowest of any baseball game. Bobby Matthews pitched this first of shutouts. The game took place at the old Camp Allen Park west of the St. Mary's River on Camp Allen Street. By mid-season, the Kikiangas disbanded and their franchise was picked up by a Brooklyn club. This was the last major league team organized in Fort Wayne. Nonetheless, the succeeding years in minor league baseball were exciting. Early in the 1880s, Fort Wayne joined the newly formed Northwestern League, and it was this group that became, in 1900, the other major league baseball organization to become known as the American League. By 1883, the Fort Wayne team moved to League Park and what we know as Headwaters Park. One game played in Fort Wayne's League Park on June 3, 1883, is considered the second time a game was attempted under the lights. What is significant is that the game was the first league ball game ever played under the lights by a professional team. Once again, Fort Wayne was the site of many baseball firsts for baseball's record books that night. With the national attention on the news wires that the event generated, the owners were encouraged to build a grandstand in 1884. For the next 45 years, League Park hosted major league teams such as the New York Yankees, the Chicago White Stockings, along with a World Series game, the beginnings of the American League, and some of the liveliest minor league and semi-professional baseball in the country. Over the succeeding years, some of the all-time great athletes such as Babe Ruth once thrilled the more than 3,000 fans who crowded the League Park grandstand. During the 1927 season, in a game between the New York Yankees and the Lincoln Lifers, the Sultan of SWAT came to the plate, took two strikes, and then in the classic style belted the next pitch over the center field wall. Flying high and long, the ball soared beyond Clinton Street onto the roof of one of the city utility barns across the street. Fire destroyed the stadium on July 12, 1930, suspected to be the work of an arsonist. A prime suspect was an irate fan. The grandstand was quickly rebuilt, but to less than half the original size. By 1939, the park had fallen into disrepair, and in that year, all the buildings were razed, even though the enclosed field continued to be used into the 1950s as a venue for a variety of exhibition sporting events. This is Tom Castaldi, and we're out of time for now, but plan to join with us next time on the Heritage Trail.